Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive, Gentle Motivation to Move. Now, before we dive into today's topic, self-love and acceptance, let's be real for a second. Life can throw some serious curveballs, right? Between work, relationships, social pressures, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind and lose sight of ourselves along the way. That's why I'm so passionate about this podcast. It's all about helping you rediscover that spark within, that fire that makes you, you. Today, we're talking about something that might feel a little fluffy at first, but trust me, it's the foundation for everything else. Self-love and acceptance. I know, sounds a bit cliche, right? But hear me out, it's not about becoming some egotistical narcissist who thinks they're better than everyone else. Nope, this is about recognizing your worth, your strengths, and even your flaws, because let's face it, we all have them. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a good friend. Ever feel like you're constantly putting yourself down? Or beating yourself up for mistakes? That inner critic can be brutal. But here's the thing, you deserve better than that. So, how do we actually practice this self-love and acceptance? It's not a one-size-fits-all answer, but here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, practice gratitude. Seriously, take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. Maybe it's a sunny morning, a delicious cup of coffee, or a heartfelt conversation with someone you love. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, it shifts our perspective and opens up space for more positivity. Next, challenge negative thoughts. You know that voice in your head that whispers doubts and insecurities? Well, it's time to call BS. When those negative thoughts pop up, ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this? Often, our inner critic is just a bunch of old, outdated beliefs holding us back. Third, be kind to your body. Treat your physical vessel with respect and care. Move in ways that feel good, nourish it with healthy foods, and get enough rest. Remember, your body is your temple, treat it accordingly. Now, for number 4, set healthy boundaries. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values. Protect your time and emotional well-being. You're not obligated to please everyone all the time. Prioritize what matters most to you. It's okay to put yourself first sometimes. And lastly, celebrate your accomplishments. Big or small, acknowledge your wins and give yourself credit for your hard work. Did you finally finish that project? Ace a presentation? Rock that workout? Celebrate those victories. Remember, progress isn't always linear. There will be setbacks along the way. But by focusing on your achievements, you build momentum and keep moving forward. Think about a time when someone truly accepted you for who you are, flaws and all. Maybe it was a friend who supported you through a tough breakup or a family member who celebrated your unique talents. How did that feel? That's the power of self-love and acceptance. It creates a sense of safety, belonging, and inner peace. You start to see yourself with more clarity and compassion, and that allows you to show up as your authentic best in all areas of your life. So, how can you start practicing self-love and acceptance today? Take a few minutes to write down 3 things you appreciate about yourself, no matter how small. Maybe it's your sense of humor, your creativity, or your unwavering determination. Then, commit to doing one thing that nourishes your soul this week. It could be taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, or simply spending time with people who make you feel good. Remember, self-love is a journey, not a destination. So be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep moving forward. If this resonated with you, share it with a friend who might need to hear these words. And remember, we're all in this together. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.